21. Walk like you. One of the most important features that separates us from our closest relatives is our bipedal or two-legged posture. This feature is noticeable in many aspects of our skeleton. Here you can compare our skeleton with that of an orangutan, which walks on all four legs. What differences can you discover? Our skeletons have adapted to upright posture in that the skull is placed on top of the spine, not in front of it, as in apes. The spine has a weight-bearing S shape instead of being straight. The pelvis is shorter and wider so as to support the intestines that in four-legged animals is slung from the spine. There is an angle at the knees between upper and lower leg that is necessary for an efficient, balanced gait. The foot is vaulted, with toe and foot bones bent upwards to bear the weight of the body more efficiently. These parts of our bodies are easily injured. Why? Our ancestor skeletons had evolved over hundreds of millions of years for a four-legged stance. In the 5 to 7 million years during which we have walked upright, we have not had time to evolve into perfect walking machines. That is why many of us suffer from neck pains, slipped discs, difficulty in giving birth, knee problems, and flat feet. But why did we become bipedal? Here are two hypotheses. According to the squatting hypothesis, bipedalism evolved when the forest became less dense and our ancestors began to squat on the ground to collect food instead of climbing in trees. This would have made it advantageous to be able to quickly rise and carry away food. According to the rope bridge hypothesis, bipedalism evolved from a means of getting around in trees that orangutans use to this day. For bipedalism to be efficient, the legs have to be straight, not bent. When orangutans walk on slender branches, they have straight legs and hold on to a branch above their heads to maintain balance, just like humans do when walking across a rope bridge.